and we were still looking at all the applications of echoplanar in moving tissue, and obviously one you can consider blood as a moving tissue. And so we immediately saw the application of a EPI with doing a preparation pulse to tag the blood to make its appearance depend on the velocity of the blood. And so we produced a paper in 1991 describing this technique, which you can actually selectively label blood travelling in a specific direction with a you know, relative range of speeds. So I think this technique actually generated a patent that was very successful and is now commonly used in many other related methods.